If you grew up in the 1950s, you can't forget Elvis. Take it from Shelley Fraser Mickle.
I was 13 years old, living in Memphis, Tennessee, when Elvis let loose singing "I'm All Shook Up." Of course, it was a year before when he sang "I'm Nothing But a Hound Dog" that he really started shaking everything up. Elvis was changing the world as we knew it. And for kids growing up then, the effect boiled down into two parts: what we knew consciously and what we still knew but didn't know we knew. And remarkably, Elvis himself was only 21. He was the rebel with a cause, which all of America seemed to be silently waiting for. When we heard him singing on the radio, "I'm Nothing But a Hound Dog," we Southerners recognized what we knew we were: people who loved to make fun of ourselves but didn't want anybody else to. We loved the words "nothing but a hound dog," since most of us owned hound dogs or could count them in our past. And we knew exactly how hound dogs sounded, crying all the time. And then we saw pictures of Elvis singing that song and realized he was busting all of us out of all sorts of boxes. For the world then ran on labels: which class you belonged to, which religion you practiced, which race you were, and what gender you were that would dictate what was expected of you. And here was a truck driver mixing gospel music with blues and country. He was crossing all lines and erasing them as he stepped across. No wonder we were excited for reasons we could not recognize, other than his swirling hips, which the Ed Sullivan Show refused to show on the screens of our new TV sets. Elvis was paving the way for the South to free itself from its racist past, though no one consciously knew that, or at least would not speak of it. He was letting the whole country know that truck drivers could have hidden talents that could rule the world, or at least grab world culture by the tail and shake it up for good. Oh yes, Elvis was the kid who was inside all of us, and will be inside every kid coming of age, since the best thing kids do, and will do always, is to make us question who we are, for better or for worse. But maybe no one said this better than my cousin Frankie, who combed his hair into ducktails, wore a shirt partly unbuttoned, and forever blue suede shoes.
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is the novel The Turning Hour.